Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
There it is, Bub. Good morning. We are the Saturday after Thanksgiving, man. It's another beautiful sunny day here in South Florida. How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good today. I'll tell you what, dude, how much did you eat for Thanksgiving? I already know the answer to that. And how much did you want to work out yesterday?
Let's see. I can answer both those questions. I ate fairly conservatively, as I normally try to do. I try to come out of holidays or vacations weighing less than when I went in, and we went to the gym and worked out for a good 2 solid hours, man.
Robin wants to know what I'm shaking under the table. It's just Robin, my drink. That's all.
It was cold and wet too, wasn't it, Robin? It was cold and wet too,
caught
wasn't it?
Caught me by surprise with that.
How about that? Wow. So, Bub, how was your day today? The weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend. How was it, man?
So it was all good, man. It's a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of things to be thankful for, man, and just cranking out not only the stuff here at BEM, but just chilling with the family, the friends. We just continue to keep moving that bar up to another level, and we're having such a great time, man. All the connections we're making over the years, and SEMA was a blast for us. So we're just having a lot of fun right now.
Right on, Bub. Good morning, everybody.
Who's this?
We're going to get right into that, man. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Thank you to all of our fans, 22 million of them around the world, for making us number one. Big things coming for 2018, and we're going to talk about that here very shortly. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel, and Bub, tell everybody about the new website.
Yeah, so listen, dude, we need to talk about that. We'll get into it deeper here in just a few, but I'll tell you what, man, if you guys haven't seen it yet, go out to our site at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The new site is officially up and running. There are over 40,000 products on that site for everything from exotics to classics to customs, wheels, tires, exhaust systems, everything you can imagine to make your ride one like what BEM would produce right here in South Florida.
Over 19,000 products. Steeda Auto Sports, Borla Exhaust, help me out here, Custom Performance Engineering, or CPE, Bub, Watson Racing, American Racing.
I mean, everything from performance to power adders to, suspensions, man, to exhaust systems, to anything you can imagine, from audio to, I mean, it's literally like our web developer actually said it best. He said it's literally like we have our complete own eBay and Amazon store. There are that many products up for sale.
It's very, very crazy. Good morning to Lewin Hayden out there. Lewin is in Ozark, Missouri. What did Lewin say, Mr. Producer?
He said, good morning, fellas. Finally got the great monster up there. I thought we've had it up there.
The great monster. That's correct. But Lewin, you've got to tell me, do you guys out there in Ozark, Missouri, are you amazed I know all of our fans around the world, Bub? I really do stay up with it, don't I?
It's pretty impressive, man.
Thank you, Bub. I appreciate that. Knock all those off the table.
I almost did right there for a
right
second.
On. Good morning, Lewin.
I'm going to drill a hole.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, man. And thanks for being a part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's missoutlawboutique.com. The moose is loose. Find out what we're talking about. Abacoa, the beautiful Robin, and supermodel stunning Layla Von Athey are out there today. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Popcorn, balloons. Robin will be calling in later on today, a little bit later this morning, Bub. But the moose is loose. Santa Claus is out there. Go out, support the girls. Huge online sale catalog getting ready to come soon, Bub.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of great things going on over there, dude. We actually are going to be in downtown Abacoa today. There is a holiday block party, so I'm sure there will be a few drunk elves there, possibly a bad Santa that we know in our crew. We'll keep him totally anonymous of who that's going to be, but it is going to happen. It's not you. No.
Not me.
We are going to have a good time, and that's from 1 to 5, but we also have to make sure that we get out to Palm Beach International Raceway.
Let's
the
talk
new
about
PBIR,
it, bud.
That is literally the Citrus Nationals. This is the 36th annual, dude, and it is nothing more than just raw horsepower, top fuel, everything you can imagine to just, I mean, burn your nose while you're at the sidelines of the track.
And Chris is from the general manager from Palm Beach International Raceway is going to be calling in and talking to us about that, bub, today.
Yeah, man, everything from, I mean, street outlaw cars to, I mean, top fuel stuff to, I mean, these things are running literally quarter mile times in under 5 seconds. It's ignorant, dude.
It's going to be a good time. And finally, bub, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, December 3rd, this week, bub.
Yeah,
this
man.
Month.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we had a blast last time. We had, man, dude, we had VIP spot up front last time with the SEMA Mustang. That was literally the very first unveil to the public of the SEMA build, and that thing took off like a rocket, dude. I mean, it was not only from a social media presence, it has literally taken over everywhere. I mean, it has gone viral on YouTube. It has just been serious draw and exposure for BEM from SEMA 17, and, you know, we had a lot of fun with it, dude. I mean, just chilling with the fans out there. We took out 2,500 Monster energy drinks. We are sponsored by Monster. So we gave out every one of those cans. Those things are amazing. Again, you know, just giving out that the newest and latest and greatest in product, dude, from the drinks to all the product we put in the Nitto swag bags to the newest releases from all the companies that we are sponsored by. So a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun indeed. But we will be out there December 3rd, 8 to noon. With some of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports products, Bub. I'm thinking ahead, so I'm not thinking, Bub. We have decided to do some big things in 2018, and some of those things, Bub, include the. Let's talk about what we're purchasing and what people can look for out on the road this year, because we are doing 4 or 5 SEMA cars.
Yeah, man. So you know, because SEMA was such a draw and huge success for us this past November. That was, you know, that was a benchmark for us, was getting that car there. It is the world's first stock block 603 horse EcoBoost, man, which is, I mean, that's just raw animal for
insane,
a little tiny dinky 2.3 liter four cylinder. I mean, it produces some pretty solid power, but, you know, we went out, we got contracted to build 4 more cars for SEMA of 18. Those are already in the works. We've already got cars coming in from dealerships all across the U.S. So we've got the rides coming. We've got one-off designs already going on behind the scenes, so we're going to take over SEMA 18 as well. And to get those cars there, man, we've got to actually do a new tractor trailer setup. So we are going to be taking out a 6-car enclosed hauler. It is going to be brand new. Everything on this thing is going to be completely wrapped. It's going to be all BEM set up, and it's going to be insane, dude. We're going to have full lounge inside,
yes,
air conditioning, generators. I mean, everything you can imagine to just chill, have a great time. And, you know, if you break down on the side of the road, you just chill.
And speaking of which, Bub, one of the things we're going to need to have inside the tractor trailer is some detailing equipment. I'd love for you to take a moment and introduce the world. Can we bring my mic volume up just a little bit there, Bub?
Yeah, bring your headphones up. You're good on your volume.
Okay. I want to make sure, Bub, let's introduce to the world our new addition to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family that we begin this week.
Yeah, man. So, you know, super proud, dude, to announce that, you know, and again, just this, you know, the way that we love to run it here at BEM is just all about supporting others in the industry, man. And that's what we love best, is everybody just growing together, you know, and that's what this industry is about, is, you know, everybody bringing something positive to the table, not negativity. And, you know, we were able to do that again through Instagram, through this, just the connections that we all know mutually, man. And we've actually brought in Chris from Reflective Detailing, and it's awesome, man. We're going to go out, get these rides not only looking the way that they do, but just that top shelf professional detail and shine to them that they require.
Good morning to Raymond. Raymond Rubenstein out. Where is Raymond coming from? He's coming to us from El Monte, California. Good morning, Raymond. Ladies and gentlemen, the studio lines are open at 714-242-5166. Lewin, call in. Raymond, call in. 714-242-5166. In that light, Bub, our new the new BEM in-house detailer comes to us with a long, long history of amazing detailing. And I'd like to introduce him to the world. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom. Bubba, thank you for having me.
You're welcome, man. So let's talk a little bit about the new business venture, man. Share it with the world.
So everybody gets the new car. It's about the second investment, largest investment
That's
you'll
correct.
Have, minus yep. a house. You want to keep it up to pristine conditions as far as your paint job or your vehicle wraps maintained.
Mm-hmm.
I use nothing but the best quality products. I'm actually
and they Adams, would be, for example,
Adams Polish.
Okay.
I love using all his products.
Right on.
The foam guns, you know, the degreaser, the soaps, the waxes and polishes also. The overall goal is to keep your car looking mint without any swirl marks from car wash facilities. Just a wash mitt, hand wash, wax, compounding, polishing, waxing, all that comes into account.
Tell us a little bit, how did you get into the detailing side? In fact, you wanted to go into public service and be a first responder. However, your love of the detailing kind of kept driving you in another direction. Let's talk about that.
So being in Jupiter, you see all the fun cars we see on the roads around here.
Oh, yeah.
Ferraris, Lamborghinis, I mean, Rolls Royce, yep. Bentleys.
Yep.
So I went to EMT and paramedic school and firefighter school. My wife was pregnant with my son, Braden. He'll be 3 in January.
Right on, man.
So I was also doing that part-time on the side, detailing. And after I finished the school, it's a pretty big a career everybody's fighting for. So I kind of stuck with the exotic cars. I just love the detailing. I love the work, the outcome, the customer service. Everybody just loves how their cars turn out. And I think that's what it's all about, shining, you know, reflecting of my company, my name, Chris Johnson. And I just want to... That's the goal here. You guys set me up perfectly.
Thing, Bub. That's just such a good thing, because for you, Bub, it's all about quality of every consistency, man.
Yeah, it is, man. And it's, you know, really what caught my attention first, you know, when Chris and I, when we had first started talking, you know, a couple weeks, couple months back, you know, it was not only just the professionalism of what was being done, the way things were being handled, but also the quality, like the before, the afters, and the fact that it was hands-on. And I get where that comes from, because I understand when you're trying to run a business, when you're trying to start a business, generate a business, you know, it's all about your name and what you're associating it with. And it's got to be top-notch. You can't just go and hire like 6 other guys off the street to say, okay, we need to soap and water this car, we need to wax this thing, because you're not going to get that same quality level out of those other 6 guys, regardless of if you pay them $10,000 a week or $20,000 a week or $100 a week. It doesn't matter. They're not going to put that same kind of care and effort into the job that you would want. And you can see that in everything that you do. You can see the shine. You can see the clarity. You can see every piece. There's no residue of anything, whether it be wax, whether it be detailing solution, whether it be tire shines or adhesives or anything that you're working with, man. You don't see any of that leftover flung anywhere on the car, on the ground. Even when you're walking past in all of your Instagram videos, you don't see it all over the front of your clothing. You look professional. It looks really good.
How about that Escalade he took with all the swirl marks in it and got every one of them out, the black one, Bub?
Yeah.
Crazy. Good morning.
Crazy, dude.
It is. Good morning to Joe Kramer out there. He's up in the Fairfax, Virginia area. And good morning to Rick Wyman. Joe Kramer has a question for you, a technical one, Bub. We'll get to that in just a second. Joe, we're going to answer the question. I wanted to spend some time with Chris right now, because he does have to leave and get out on the road. Chris, one of the things you've done for an extended period of time is mobile detailing. However, we're talking about revamping that business model a little bit, not giving that up, but tell people what part of the service you'll be offering through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will be.
So, awesome opportunity Bubba and Tom have given me to present of on-site detailing. That way I have the proper, you know, I'm inside a space secluded from the sun, so those polishes can actually get in the paint the correct way. On-site, your car can be dropped off, picked up, delivered, however you may want to do it. You can drop it for the day, come back. It can be stored on-site in a locked storage, insured and all, building if need be. I think it's a really good opportunity, instead of taking your vehicle through, you know, a quick wash, you know, that it just hits your car and it flaps. You know, these people buy a $300,000 car and they're going to bring it to me next. You got all these swirls. I take care of it. Stick with me. And that's how I become partners with
you will
really
also
close clients.
Good morning to Kenny Letsum out there. Kenny is our factory rep for American Racing.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website is up. 19,000 products. We have a Black Friday sale going on, and we have the best prices on wheels and tires in anywhere in the industry. Kenny, thank you very much, number one, for being so holding our hand throughout the years. I say that in all sincerity, and You know what? Just hitting us up in the gym and saying your website's looking better than anybody else's right now.
Yeah, that was pretty cool yesterday. Man,
and,
I got that call.
And for pushing, helping us push those sales, it's another revenue stream for us. So thank you very much. One of the things that you're going to be doing, not only in-house with the cars, but we're talking about potentially marrying you up with Jesse over at Morpheus Wraps, doing wraps, window tinting, and a lot of people don't know that you also do boats.
Yep. Boats, yachts, all of them. As small as, you know, 20 feet all the way up to 110. I'll spend 10 days on a boat. Just got done doing a four-step wet wax, wet sanding, polish, compound, four-step,
right,
all the way around, 65-foot Viking. Wow. Was brand new, 2005. Guy bought it. Was very, very, very white.
Yeah.
But it came out great. So yeah, the Marine down here, you got to take care of those.
We are in the boat capital of the world.
Yeah,
man.
Sir.
Right, that's right. That's right, man. And you can definitely wreck some boats. This guy.
I can sink anything, Bub, and I can wreck it as well, man. I don't have any problems with that as well. Kerry Jones, Bub, what's the real elixir you're drinking? Oh, hey, good morning, Kerry. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, so everybody
Kerry Jones, what up?
So everybody knows, Kerry, call in 714-242-5166. Kerry, call in now, 714-242-5166. Ladies and gentlemen, Kerry is the owner of Deviate Motorsports. Deviate is the foremost authority in off-road vehicles here in the South Florida area. And he's also a very, very good friend of ours and confidant. He's a really, really good dude. Kerry is part of the new business plan that we are putting together with Chris over at Palm Beach International Raceway, Bub.
Yeah, man. We actually, it's funny because we were actually out last night on a lifted golf cart, and I'm not going to lie, we almost went to Kerry's place and just tore it up on the side yard.
Did you really?
I don't know how Samantha would have felt about that, but we were ready to do it, dude.
That's okay. Kerry, call in 714-242-5166, please. Like to talk to you. And get you on the air with us, man.
Kerry would be proud of this one, though. Not going to lie, Kerry. So we did this golf cart. It's a it's an easy go. We lifted it 10 inches and put it on 30-inch wheels and tires. So, yeah, this thing is pretty solid for a golf cart. Oh, I don't know if you saw it, but I did do like a four-stage candy paint on it. It's pretty wicked, dude, for a golf cart.
The sad part was it looked really, really good. And then I had Diesel with me on the buggy. We went out and let him hunt alligators, right?
True story.
Came back, and I drove right into the garage door.
True story, dude.
That candy paint doesn't flex.
Like $20,000 into a golf cart. This guy wrecks it in less than 5 minutes.
I like to break everything, man. Okay. It's fun, though, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Not at all. He just keeps backing me up in the paint shop, dude.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around.
Well, that's going to change. We're adding a new painter, a body man and painter back there, man.
This is true.
So it's like that, right? So, Bub, we're going to let Chris get out of here. I wanted to introduce him to our fans around the world. There will be exotic. All the exotics will be in here with him getting done. We'll set some really, really neat things up for him. You will be on tour with us, correct? You're
going to
go out on the road with
there.
Us, okay? Because that's a lot of fun, man.
Take care of all those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun when you're on
Definitely.
The road, man. And that takes one less thing off us so we can just get out and do the entertainment side of thing, which you and I really enjoy, man.
For sure, man. So, absolutely, dude. And, you know, that's what it's about, dude. You got to have these rides that, you know, it's totally different when, you know, a lot of people that haven't had it done, it's different than going to a gas station and filling up your car with $40 of gas and getting a $20 car wash when you're done. It's not that, you know, if that's the kind of crap wash you want, that's what you're going to get.
That's right.
You know, you're going to have water spots in your door jams. You're going to have a fuel tank full of water and, you know, you got to open the door and there's soap bubbles still coming out everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get with something like that.
Yeah.
It's not that way when you have Chris do it from Reflective, man. It comes out. Literally, like, I mean, and you know, I like to do it every Friday. I like my rides detailed
and clean, and
ready
for the weekend.
Go to five star Friday and Saturday every weekend.
Well,
that's
you work
like
your ass off. You deserve to go five star.
That's it. I mean, I don't do anything Monday through Thursday. I don't go out. I don't party. I don't do any of that stuff. But Friday and Saturday are like the 2 days I get in every one of the rides that I work so hard for. I take the SEMA build out. I take all these rides out. Literally, like different car every day through the weekend, and I want them pristine.
Yep,
that's
right
it.
On. Well, Chris is here to take care of that, man.
That's it.
I'm here.
Chris, welcome to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports
Thanks,
family.
Tom,
we
thank
love
you,
you.
Bubba.
It's been a long time running. We wanted to make sure we had the right person in place when Bubba and I talked. Yeah, and Bubba and I talked a lot about it before I reached out to you. We're not people who make – I make very quick shoot from the hip decisions. I have to from a business perspective. I'm making 200 decisions a day. But truly, you're going to be a nice compliment to the family.
I appreciate it.
Reflective detailing.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yep. Know,
man.
Looking forward to it, man.
Chris, I know you got to get out there and tear it up, man.
Yes, sir.
But I wanted to spend some time with you this morning and introduce you to everybody around the world.
Everybody, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good day.
God bless you. Love you, man. And we'll see you
Thanks,
real,
Chris.
Real soon. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Reflective Detailing. and he will be doing it all in-house and still mobile services as well. Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate it, buddy. So, Bub, I want to talk a little bit. Everybody call in 714-242-5166. Don't you be scared out there. Let's hear it. In fact, Joseph Kramer, I want you to call in and ask Bub your question directly. 714-242-5166. The hotline is now
open.
He's got
a pretty good question, too, that a lot of people wonder about all the time, especially when you're working with buying aftermarket suspension components, especially in terms of upgrades, not just stock replacement items. But he's got a really good question when it comes to, you know, what's good and what are the pros and cons of certain things. And I think that that's a great question to answer. I'm looking forward to it. So if Joe wants to call in, we'll get into it. If not, then we'll just go with the question right here live.
Yep. Good morning. Yeah, absolutely, man. So, Joe, please call in. We want to hear your question. Caller, good morning. You're on the air with us. I see it's loading fairly slow on this side over here, but I don't know if it's on our side or on Blog Talk side, but we'll see what's going on. Hang on, caller. We're trying to get you through here in just a second. So, Bub, I'm very, very excited about the new business opportunity. We're going to talk a little bit about suspensions as well. That's a very, very important part of the SEMA build. I wanted to get Glenn in here from Cedar Auto Sports. I wasn't able to. Let me see what's going on with this thing over here. Let's see. Sometimes this thing is a little, I don't think it's on our end. I think it's over on Blog Talk's end right now. But we'll give it. Caller, can you hear us?
I got nothing.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is, Bub? It's over on Blog Talk side, though.
It's better.
Yeah. I think it's over on Blog Talk side.
All right. I got nothing. Oh, yeah. It's definitely over there. Look, you had a little loading wheel. Something froze.
Yeah. Something over there is froze. I mean, the show's still live.
Joe Kramer wants to know what the call-in number is.
It is 714-242-5166. And it looks like coming through the main studio. Let's see. Wait, sorry. Coming through the main studio, ladies and gentlemen, it is, let me get rid of that. How about that, Bub? It's just not cooperating over there.
Hey, it happens, dude.
Yeah, it does, man.
All right, so if not, then we'll just have to go on our questions right here.
So, Bub, you can, let me see if we can pull Joe in, man.
Yeah, but you know what I had to do? I actually had to go through, sorry, guys, we were looking kind of orange there for a few minutes. I just went through and dropped our saturation down just a touch, man. We were looking a little on the orange side like we've been in Florida too long.
But you know what? Carrie said that, it's funny too, Bub, because Carrie said, is the teal elixir that you're drinking? So he can
see.
This is teal. See, yeah.
Oh, no, you can see color. It's just a little on the vibrant side.
Yeah, how about that,
a little too vibrant.
How about that? Not sure, Bub, why it's having so much trouble picking up callers and coming in.
So anyways, man, getting to this thing, we have so much stuff that is changing now since literally, you know, really the past 4 or 6 weeks, we've been doing so many different things going on behind the scenes. We are starting to unveil all of those to the world in terms of product release, the rides that are getting ready to get built, in terms of, you know, what we've got going on here around the facility, what we've got going for SEMA 18. So we have so much good stuff in the works, man. I think, what's that thing called? Where you got all your things in the fire.
Your iron's in the fire.
Something like that?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got all those things going on. Ducks in a row. No, the ducks are not in a row, dude, especially if you're leading them all around.
Am I?
They're a freaking wreck. Ducks are everywhere. No gate or anything.
Huh?
No, nothing.
We got two callers up. I believe one is Joe Kramer, but I am having Bub coming through. Joe, good morning. Are you with us live?
Anything?
Joe,
is it coming or the little spinning wheel or what's going on over there?
No, I don't know. It looks like it's coming out of the New York studio, Bub, is where we're having a little bit of trouble here.
What's your malfunction?
I don't know, man. It's just Joe, good morning. Are you with us live here?
Probably because you've clicked the same button like 20 times.
No, I haven't.
He's just over there. That's enough of you.
I bet that's aggravating in people's headspace.
Probably. Carrie Jones, drink is down.
Carry
you know
drunk,
what that means.
It's done.
Hey, Elf on the Shelf by one today at Abacoa. Just warning everyone.
Right? He's going to be out?
I'll be the elf.
Are you going to be the elf?
For sure. 100%.
Wow, man.
You got to admit, I do look like a stud in my elf outfit, dude. This thing was custom tailored to my body, so it's pretty solid.
Love, your body changes exponentially and gets bigger and bigger with the weight you push.
I not only tapered it like at the back and the body, but I also tapered it right in between my legs, so it really sandwiches around my junk. Looks really good when I'm wearing my tight boxers.
Does it?
They're like those things. I actually get them from Nordstrom's called Saks. Swear, you want to see him? I'll drop drawer right now, bro.
You watch. Hey, Bub, it looks like we are
our show
trouble.
Just went to R.
It looked like we are having a little bit of trouble coming through the switchboard in New York. Let's go ahead and ask Joe's question there, man.
All right, so Joe's question was, morning, Bub and Tom, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Do you want to say something to that, or are you gonna respond back to the guy?
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Are you give him a Joe? We had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you. Hope you did as well. looking for something here. This guy gave me nothing.
I had a fantastic.
Gary Jones is coming.
Gary Jones.
So I'll tell you what, man. So pros and cons of Heim joints versus poly bushings for suspension components.
Yes, I have a question. Pros and cons of Heim joints versus poly bushings for suspension components.
Here he comes. Sorry, guys. He's been a little behind. So that's actually a super good question, man. And that goes, you know, it can go for anything. It can go from cars. It can go to motorcycles. It can go to trucks. It can go to, you know, street cars, track cars. Anything and everything, man. And, you know, it's really related more to the upgraded side of the market, not so much a stock replacement. But you start looking at, you know, what your end goal is trying to be with your ride, what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. Every one of them is going to give you something different. You know, there's a lot of, for example, like Steeda Autosports, which is who we're sponsored by, all of the suspension bushings, even Energy Suspension, is, you know, things from blacks to reds in terms of Energy Suspension, those are color options. In terms of Steeda Autosports, those are firmnesses. So you can actually literally get different firmness from like a street level package bushing to more of a street strip, something a little firmer, all the way into like a Delrin, even into a full solid billet aluminum bushing. All of those are going to give you something different, Joe. So you're going to have to think about what you're trying to do for a street ride and how harsh you're trying to, you know, make that ride. You know, a lot of guys want to go really extreme and go with that race style stuff or full Heim joint. They flex super, super well, but they're very hard components. I mean, you virtually lose all of that comfort when you go to something like a billet aluminum, you go to a Heim joint. They're totally functional. They make it really, really solid and make your ride respond like it should, almost like a go-kart would handle. You know, you create literally a tight feeling response in terms of everything, whether it's, you know, your suspension flex, whether it is the way you handle going, you know, sideways, left, right, your sway, all of those things come into factor into consideration when you're trying to change any of those style bushings. Factories typically build with stuff along the lines of a rubber, sometimes a rubber slash poly composite. Those are really good from the stock. But even, for example, when you go into like that next level, you go to just a full poly, you're going to notice a huge difference. That's really for me on my personal side, as far as I like to go on street driven stuff. You can still keep some of that smoothness to it, but you create more of a tight feeling, like not so much harsh, but you create a tight feeling. You can get that responsiveness out of it, even whether it just be through drivetrain mounts, whether it be through body mounts, whether it be through suspension mounts, it's still very comfortable to drive on.
Bub, do Heim joints contain a poly bushing?
No. So Heim joints are physically like a spherical ball. So it's a pressed assembly. They're great to use. They allow for total functionality and full flexibility. So a lot of these things, especially like for Kerry out there, he knows that in the lifted truck application, that allows you for some severe flex and they don't bind. You don't get any sort of bushing bind at all because they're not pressed in and locked into one position. They can literally go 360 degrees in rotation. They're never going to do that, but they can do it. So you have no bind. You have a lot of flex, but they're very firm. You can feel that, you know, rigidity when you drive a vehicle that has that style joint in it because you've taken away that insulator, so to speak.
So Bub, does that mean that it translates into a stiffer ride for you? Or for example, the Heim lights, I'm thinking almost like a rigid mounted motorcycle.
Close, man. It's, you know, super same, you know, and Harley Davidson actually did that too. Just recently they went from, you know, back in like the mid 2000s, they actually went to a polyurethane style motor mount and you feel that the motor is running and you can feel it rocking, but it's nowhere near what it used to be when it was hard mounted and, you know, literally your handlebars were shaking. But even across that, there's still, you know, factory Harley Davidsons, they come with, for example, rubber bushings on the handlebar risers. There are upgrades through Harley Davidson to go from that rubber, which you can literally hold the bars in your hand. And if you're, you know, you're strong enough, you can literally flex forward and backwards, you know, a good half inch. If you push those bars around, you can make them move a little bit because you are rocking a rubber bushing.
Yeah.
But if you go to, you can go to the parts counter and you can order in factory upgrade Harley Davidson brand polyurethanes. They are upgraded. They come with chrome caps on them. Those are much stronger. When you tighten those things down, they literally bottom out and you cannot move the bar anywhere near as much as the last ones, but there is give and take with that. So that is some of that pro and con. It's a much tighter feel. Personally on a bike, I like things very tight and firm. Not so much from a motor rock standpoint, but from a handling and the way that I like the bike to ride, I really like things tight and snug. That's just my personal opinion. But you do start getting more vibration through the bars because you've taken out some of that flex and that insulation.
Right on, man. Good morning to James. He's on his way back. Bub, James is the feature partner of the official Street Outlaw segment. We are not going to have that this week, Bub, because a lot of the street laws are on the street today, and they're out there moving around. As such, they're getting home from vacation. Tonight, we will be at the Citrus Nationals with Chris at the Palm Beach International Raceway. We are going to make a personal appearance out there, VIP appearance. We're going to bring a couple of the Marlins, Miami Marlins coaches with us out there. Chris is doing some amazing things out there, Bob, at Palm Beach International.
I mean, literally being, completely being revamped right now. It is being marketed and promoted as the quote-unquote new PBIR because there are so many changes that have gone on. Like everything in the industry, you know, there's always been ups and downs with everybody out there. And, it just depends on how far it goes. And,
it depends on how much people talk and create drama.
Well, right. I mean, there's always a reality to every situation, but there's, by the time one person starts saying it, it gets to, through 10 other people. And before you know it, it's totally different than what the reality is to it. But there's so much stuff out there that has, there's been a lot of good, there's been a lot of bad. And Chris has literally gone through and just wipe slate and started fresh. And I'll tell you what, man, he is already lighting the place on fire over there in terms of, the equipment that's on the track now, the way that the facilities are being set up, new bathrooms that are getting done. I mean, the stands, the grandstands, everything is literally getting redone over there. So it is just a fun time to go. And that's what people want, man. That's what this industry is about, is going out, having a fun time and just enjoying it, man. You can go out there, you can spend the day doing it. You don't just go out and hang for 30 minutes and leave because it's either so dreadful or there's drama or there's nonsense, or, you want to just go out and spend. Literally, we're thinking about it's, yesterday was the start of the Citrus Nationals. Today is the main event. There's going to be Pro Class 1, Pro Class 2 tonight between 5:30 and 8. So we're going to be up there around then having a great time, just, enjoying it, man. Going out there and just smelling that raw horsepower and fuel. Just having a fun time, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait to see the changes, what he's got going on out there, man. And it's just, totally redoing the whole thing.
But we got people calling from New York. We got people calling from here. I mean, I'm devastated that the New York facility up there where our studios broadcast down to us is not connecting for some reason today.
Yeah.
And it just, it's really pissing me off because we shouldn't have this kind of technical problem that we're dealing with today. A lot of people saying, Bub, too much information. Lou and Hayden saying that's way too much information about you and your boxers. People don't know, Bub. We'll drop them. It don't matter.
I will. Lou and Hayden wants to see that great monster. I'm going to show him.
He does?
That's it.
Good morning to Brother Mike. How you doing out there today, Mike? We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the feed coming out of New York where Blog Talk Radio is based out of. I'm not able to get the calls through. I'd love for you to call through. Look, you can just see it, Bub.
I know, it's just they're all loading. For some reason, the mics won't light up. They're there. All the calls are sitting. You've got, what,
bunch 13, of calls.
13 callers sitting on standby right now. And we just can't answer them for some reason. They're not uploading.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
But I'll tell you what, man. It's we're looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a really fun weekend this weekend. It's Saturday morning. It's the schedule's kind of been off a little bit because we did decide to go ahead and close down the shop Wednesday afternoon, just through the weekend, man. First time we've closed it all the way through a Thanksgiving. Typically we come back the day after, but you know what, man, the entire BEM team is just grounded out for the past, man, 4 months, 5 months, just getting stuff done. Reality, I'm just lying right there, but half the team just been sleeping around here. It's just really been you and I doing it, but
yeah, thank you,
bro. I'll tell you what, man, it's it's been a lot of fun, man. A lot of hard work. SEMA was a hit for us. We had a lot of fun there. We got contracted for 4 more for SEMA 18. Those rides are already on the way, man. We've got some really, really big things coming. I'm really looking forward to it, man. But we've got, the next 6 weeks worth of the holidays between Christmas, between rolling into the new year, a lot of things going on. So we wanted to take some time and just give everybody a little bit of a break. And now we're going to go out and enjoy it. This weekend, downtown Abacoa literally is the holiday block party. That is from 1 to 5 PM this afternoon in downtown Abacoa. So we're going to go there, have a lot of fun, a lot of kids out there. Santa's going to be out there. Might be quite a few elves out there. I'll be one of them. So we're looking forward to it, dude.
Right on, Bub. And you know what, Bub? Once we get into January, man, the year's just going to go by. It's just going to be a flash this year. Probably the busiest year in our 15 years of existence, Bub.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely insane.
Oh, this is good. I got a good one from Joe Kramer. That's actually pretty solid right there.
Okay. Right on, man. What's the question here?
Where's your screen? You're not helping me out today.
Hold on. I'm doing the best I can,
Look at this. He's over here Facebooking one of his friends.
No.
This guy.
Our uplink, the general manager at PBIR, is saying any better. It's just, Chris, I'm sorry. We're just
here. You know what we can do? Well, no, we can't do it.
I wonder if I could bring in.
The only thing you could do is turn that mic around and hold your phone in front of it and call him.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Stand by one second here, Chris.
So, all right, so Joe Kramer, I'm going to hit you with yours real quick since we've got a second here. So when lowering ride height from coilovers, let's see here. When lowering the ride height from coilovers, what supporting mods are necessary to counteract negative camber? So really, really good question, man. So when you do something like that, of course, when you lower any vehicle, that is going to change everything about not only the handling characteristics, but all of your alignment components, whether it just be simple effects on your camber, whether it be negative, positive. Typically, you lean towards more on that negative side when you do a drop, or all the way down to, you know, your toe, even your caster on some of these vehicles, depending on how severe of a drop you do. Some guys go over that inch and a half mark. That starts really affecting things. So you want to make sure that you do have your car properly aligned after that so you don't start wearing out tires improperly. Also making sure that your car handles the way it should, even though you've gotten that complete look that you want. Maybe you've got that fender well tucked up in there now exactly where you want it. So you want to go through, make sure you've got the right components. A lot of guys sometimes just want to put springs on, do the alignment, get it as close as possible. But if you want to do something severe, you go into like a fully adjustable coilover. Once you get that ride height set, very important that you set your ride height exactly where you want it, then do your alignment. Don't go set it once, then get an alignment, then set it again. That's going to change it again. You want to make sure your ride height's dead on where you want it, then get your alignment done. A lot of the times, if you start going severe on your drop, if you start getting too negative degree on your camber, then you will have to get an adjustable upper camber plate, sometimes camber bolts or cams if you need to for the lower side. You can bring all those specs right back in place. So depending on your ride and what you're working with, it could be done through upper plates, just, you know, a dual, three, tri, quad mount, whatever system you have, any of those upper plates that you need to work with, or just something on a lower strut, whether it just be a camber bolt at the bottom. That's all you have to work with.
All right, Bub. So we're going to get Chris on the line here. I'm going to do it through. We're going to do it through. Let's see, my phone. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. Calling from phone. Calling from my phone. Here we go. We're going to get send him a text. Chris, I'm going to call you from my phone. Pick up your phone, and we will go live with you. Hold on 1 second here. Let's see if we can get him back
and
on the phone.
And Chris is live. He's out at PBIR right
now. That's why I want to
getting all the track prep done, correct?
Yeah, that's why I want to be on the line with him. So, Chris, good morning. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you today?
All is well. All is well. It's a beautiful day for racing.
Let's talk about it. We are at, this is Chris, the new general manager, Bub, and our business partner at Palm Beach International Raceway in our backyard.
Hi, guys. Yeah, we are excited. Today is the second day of our 36th annual Citrus Nationals here, presented by the South Florida Chevy dealers. Today we actually have an amazing day of racing. Right now the track is hot. Guys are going down, doing their final testing. Around 2 o'clock starts our first pro show. We got Mike Murillo, we got James Finney, and a couple of the outlaws out here. They're gonna get after it. LaFonda, John Doe, and Birdman. For you guys, know them by their nicknames better.
Oh yeah.
Then we have the Larsons family. The Larsons are out here. They have 5 jet cars. They're going to be going after it with some side-by-side action. We have Bob Moats here with his jet semi, and they're going to be getting after it around 5:30 and at 8:30. So we really have an awesome show. We have some wheel standers. We have the Marines out here, Color Guard.
Right on.
You guys are coming out here.
Yeah.
It's really awesome to see, you know, all the faces, and, you know, we have the bounce houses for the kids. Everybody's just really excited to be out here. Mother Nature has blessed us with,
right.
I mean, it's not the cloud in the sky, so we're
right.
Excited.
I hear that there's rumor you're going to put me in the seat of one of the jet cars. Is this true?
You know how rumors go. You know, sometimes things kind of fly out there, so
obviously you know my reputation.
Hey, Chris, as long as nobody lets him drive the jet cars, we'll be okay. Let him sit in it for a picture, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a seat I don't know if I would ever want. I like the speed, but then that's a whole other level, so I don't know. But
like,
I don't think you'd be able to fit in the jet car, honestly.
Just like, here, little boy, here, sit down and take a picture. Here's your lollipop.
Yep, now
go on
out.
Now.
Chris, I want to talk. We're going to be making a guest appearance out there with two of the Marlins coaches. One of the things that we had asked to kind of partner up with you is a family environment. And you have certainly pulled off a brand new look, feel, and finish to the Palm Beach International Raceway, our official racetrack of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Let's talk about the family side of this thing and how you've changed that for this event.
Honestly, as much as the staff and myself, and I've been, you know, associated with this track for about 3 years now, as a promoter now on the inside. And the thing about it is, it's not about us working here. It's about the people who come here, the racers and their families. And we want everybody to feel like this is their track just as much as it's ours as management and employees. So, you know, as well as the race cars going down the track, but we want the kids to come. We want the wives to come, the daughters, the sons. So we're adding that musical element. So you have that nice backdrop playing. We have the bouncy houses. You know, we're getting in like people who do like the balloon things, and you know, being able to get outlaws and guys like you out here to really just, you know, to the racing and that, making it a festival, turning this place into that festival here, and instead of just racing, and that's what we want. And we want everybody to feel like they have a stake and a say in ownership of Palm Beach International Raceway versus just somebody being an attendee.
How refreshing is that, Bub? And we sat in numerous meetings with Chris about, you know, kind of our feeling, the progressive changes we wanted to see come through. And he immediately went to work with the guys that work underneath of him to implement this brand new strategy and policy out there. And it's just been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of things that people want to see out there. You know, Chris did it great last weekend when we actually had the guys live from Street Outlaws on our show. He got to speak firsthand with them about, you know, what racers want from the track. You know, it's not about just the you know, bringing in people to the event. It's about the racers, what the racers want to make it fun, but also what, you know, the fans want, what they're looking for. You know, everything like we mentioned, Chris, from the restrooms to the facilities to, you know, what's going on out there to, you know, drinks to the environment to, you know, how it's set up. You know, all of that stuff is changing out there with what you've got on your plan, correct?
Yes, and it's the little things, like even just with the stands that we have, the grandstands. I mean, we power washed the grandstands for the first time in like a couple of years. You know, getting the bathrooms in order, you know, the attitude of staff, and things don't happen overnight, but I really feel like we have a great staff here and they're buying into the culture change and you know, just making sure our facility is clean and friendly and just fixing little things, you know, just aesthetically. And I mean, your guys' input and the people who come here every day is paramount to, you know, my ideas and things that I want to do, because they're the ones who come here all the time. They're the ones who I want to come here. And it doesn't really matter what I personally think. It's about the people come here and spend their money. And it means the world to what we're trying to do. So little by little, every day, we're getting it done. And the staff is, I mean, I can't take my hat off to them enough. They really brought into what we're trying to do here. So, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but I've seen the change from the inside. Now we just have to show everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody meet us out there. We will be out there today at Palm Beach International Raceway on the B-Line Highway. Chris, could you please give everybody the physical address? They'll come out. We'll do a meet and greet with people. We'll see people walking around. And wherever we go, there are fans sure to follow, man.
Absolutely. It's 17047 B-Line Highway. That's in Jupiter, Florida. We're not too far off from where the Shell station is.
Yep.
And guys, just come on out and just have a good time, see some awesome racing, get some autographs. We're going to have some autograph sessions out here for everybody.
Right on, man.
Get to meet the outlaws and you guys up close and personal, and it'll be fun.
We're going to have a good time.
And now you guys, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that, you know, everybody knows out there that's all BEM fan related, and a lot of our local clients here, everyone knows that we are sponsored by VP Racing Fuels. We have all of that here in stock, everything from 93 all the way up to C16 120. What do you guys have over there at the track for racers on standby who are running? Is that all sponsored by Sunoco? Is that sponsored by VP? Who do you guys have?
We have, we're with Sunoco.
Okay.
So we have Sunoco Race Fuels here on pump. We have 100 octane up to, I can't remember how high it goes. I want to say 130 or 118. Don't quote me on that. I'll definitely get you guys that information. But credit card or debit card only. And as long as the facility is open, You could come get gas. It doesn't just have to be during
That's correct.
A race event. 9 to 5, you could come, you know, fill up your tank and rock and roll.
Nice. Chris, we're going to be out there shortly to see you guys with a couple of the Miami Marlins coaches, the batting coach and clubhouse coordinator. We're going to have some fun out there. I want to enjoy the family environment that you have now created, which is something that was very important to Bub and I. And I thank you for making it more family friendly and less a kind of a gossipy, dreary scene. I really appreciate that, man.
No problem. And that's no longer the culture here. And,
yep.
You know, while we can't make up for the stuff that happened in the past, but we could just prove it forward. And that's what we're going to do. And we're excited to see you guys out here.
The all new Palm Beach International Raceway, Bubba.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be out there. Chris, there is possible rumor. And you know how rumors go. They are just rumors. But this one might be pretty true because it's coming from the source. There are rumors that there may be an elf out there.
Yes, there may be an elf out there.
But the elf might be in the SEMA S550, so that'll be okay.
Yeah, the S550 is going to make a public appearance at PBIR tonight's first one.
Oh, wow. Elf on the shelf. Let's do it.
That's it.
Chris, we love you, and we'll see you shortly. Everybody, let's join Chris and all the other celebrities out at Palm Beach International Raceway today for a day of great racing at the Citrus Nationals.
Awesome. See you guys later.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye. And now, Bub, you know what I'm going to try to do here, if I can possibly do this, is I would love to see if I could get the beautiful Miss Robin on the air and talk about what's going on down in Abacoa. If we can.
Okay, you let me know how that works out for
you. Go ahead.
Kenny Letson says good morning.
Reach into your mic.
His mom is watching from Buffalo, New York.
Good morning, Mrs. Letson, up in Buffalo, New York. Your son is the best. He's been an amazing business partner of ours. For many, many years, you did a great job raising him.
Yes. Total land shark.
Yes, absolutely. And Chris from Chris from PBIR said, you guys are awesome, and we'll see you soon. We feel the same way about you, my friend. It's pretty crazy. You are an amazing group of people over there, Chris. Thank you for listening to all of the things and spending time with us that we thought needed some addressing. You were swift in your execution and absolutely phenomenal in the way it was put together. I'm trying to get Miss Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique to tell us a lot about what's going on down there at the event. It is going to be a big Christmas holiday event there, Bub.
Hello.
Today. Good morning, Miss Robin. You're live on the air on with Doing It Bubba Style. Good morning, Robin. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Miss Robin. You are live on the air with Doing It Bubba Style. How are you, honey?
Oh, great. Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Robin.
Everybody
Hi, Robin.
Around the world, the beautiful Miss Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique. Today from 1 to 5 is the big block party. Santa Claus is
going to
be...
from 1 to 6.
1 to 6. The big block party is going on out there at Miss Abacoa, at Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida, 561-660-6695. Robin, please tell us what all the great series of events you've got going on out there today.
Well, it's not just us. It's the town of Abacoa here and the town here. They're having the downtown Abacoa block party. So there's going to be lots of different tents and everything out here. It's a kids block party, too. So you bring your kids because Santa Claus is going to be here in the middle of the town. And we're having our Black Friday sale extended through today too.
Oh, so you guys
did
open
it up. We have
a lot
of stuff still on sale for Black Friday weekend.
So
and it's small business weekend, so everybody should shop small businesses, not go to the malls or the big stores like that. Go to your small businesses, help them out.
Well, the economy is showing, even in the brick and mortar stores, Robin, that sales are up by approaching double digits this year, which was creating some issues for the online retailers like Amazon. And one of the things you get at Miss Outlaw Boutique is a very upscale feel with the greatest fashion, accessories, and apparel from a boutique perspective. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on for sales and hours today?
We have our Black Friday sale going on right here. I don't know. We have everything, a lot of stuff on sale, period. Almost the whole store is on sale, it seems like it.
Yeah, but you guys just got a bunch of new stock in, too.
Yeah, but Robin,
we got a bunch of holiday dresses in. for the holidays, for Christmas parties, and for New Year's.
I have to tell you, Robin, that place, I came in there maybe a week ago, and it was literally mind-blowing when I walked in that door. It was, I mean, everything from just the overall look, like when you walk up to the front door to, I mean, this looks like a professional designer came through that store and did it from like a corporate office. Yeah, that's what it looks like. You know, it's when you, everything from opening the door to the smell of just like the holiday scent that hits you, you know, when you get that smell of like the fall slash festive Christmas time, that's exactly what it was, man. It was a lot of fun coming in there. There were so many things from, you know, gift baskets that you had already pre-wrapped that were all custom built by you. You know, that's just awesome. You know, all the, you and all the outlaw girls over there, Layla, everybody's got it going on, man. And the store is just rocking right now. I can't wait to get over there and be the elf running through the store.
Well, you know what? You better get over here and do the elf run. We'll wait for you. Hey, we have Santa. We'll work for Cookies, little t-shirt sweatshirts here too.
That's actually pretty funny.
They're actually selling really quick right now.
Right.
So. We're not going to have too many of them left after probably today. And then we got our new Miss Outlaw t-shirts in too.
Oh, right on, man. Hey, what are the extended hours? I know Miss Outlaw Boutique, because of its popularity, is going to be going into extended hours. So what will they be through now through? Take us through the holidays.
Take you through the holidays. Okay, well, we'll be open on Thursday, Friday, till 8 o'clock from 10 to 8.
Right on.
So our normal hours, you're usually 11, but we'll be opening now from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sundays, we will be open from 11 to 4. So our late nights will be Thursday and Friday.
Right on. So you're going to allow more people and more foot traffic to get in and get, because you can't keep the stock, you can't keep things in stock at Miss Outlaw Boutique. The popularity of it is just out of control, Bub.
Well, and that's what, you know, that's what they've done such a fantastic job at doing. They've not only created a really fun environment where just, I mean, not only girls, but guys can come in and just shop for their girls, or they can shop for themselves if they're trannies or whatever you want to call them. In today's world, it's kind of like a daily thing anymore. Slong dong with panties on. I don't know, dude. There's just so much going on right now. Robin can't even hold it together over here. Our Robin, not this Robin, that Robin, whichever Robin you want to refer to. Anyways,
hey, by the way, you know what? We had a gentleman come in yesterday, and one of the things he complimented us on was the decorations. And he said, you guys made it simple and it wasn't overdone.
That's what Bub was just saying, hon.
She wasn't listening at all.
I heard you.
No, you
I think
know,
I get the delay over here.
The what?
The delay.
I get the delay.
Oh, you mean the delay?
Yes.
There's a delay in the way you said delay. Yeah, you know what, Robin? It's just awesome the way you guys have the store set up. I mean, everything from just the small little knickknack stuff to, you know, the stocking stuff for items to, it's all just one off and it's all, you know, it's all limited run. It's not like you guys are out there that buy, you know, 10,000 of a matte black t-shirt and then stick it on the rack and let it sit there like some of these major department stores. These are all personally picked, you know, from the Outlaw Girls to, you know, just, you know, 25 limited items of each piece. So you're not out at, you know, the same dinner, the same venue, the same restaurant, the same concert with all the girls. You know, you see a bunch of girls taking pictures, they're all wearing the same outfits. You won't get that.
Yeah, and that's it. Some of the things we only get like four in of, mm-hmm. or six in of, so when that's sold out, it's sold out.
Right.
And because of the sizing, how you have to order with sizing and everything, we can't reorder. And, you know, it's first come, first serve with the sizes, especially small. Small is one of our biggest sellers here, and we can only get so many when
yeah,
we purchase
that's correct.
Them.
Yeah, but the difference between Miss Outlaw Boutique and everybody else, you know, Robin, is you're a unique thing. You buy,
very unique.
You buy from different vendors. It's not the same run-of-the-mill crap that you see.
No,
in
every time you walk
retailers.
In, literally, every time you walk in, I walk in probably every 2-3 weeks to see how it's going and check up on stuff, man, and it is literally a totally different vibe every time you open the doors, whether it be just from a seasonal standpoint. I mean, walking in, it was just recently summertime, so there was like all the beach stuff out. There was, you know, the pink flamingos, which, by the way, I found out last night that if you have a pink flamingo in your front yard, that indicates that you're a swinger. So I'm still kind of confused on that deal. But that's where I'm kind of confused. So somebody help me
swingers
here.
And Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Listen,
hello,
dude, somebody help me on this one here. Cause it's going downhill fast.
It is.
Kerry Jones, I passed his house last night. There's like 20 flamingos in his front yard. I don't know what he was doing.
Kerry, are you 20 times a swinger?
True story. Lake on the side with flamingos everywhere.
Hollywood swinger.
That's right. There's only one white one. I don't know what the deal was with that.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
There it is.
So, but I mean, listen, man, it's every time you walk in Miss Outlaw Boutique, it is something different every part of the way. I mean, everything from the smell that's in the store, you know, they literally change it up just the smells. You get different smells every time. You get different clothing. You get different, you know, accessories. You get everything in that store is one off. And I just love it, dude.
It's going to be a good time. Everybody get out to Miss Outlaw
Boutique. That's where I'll be.
I know, Robin, I'm going to let you get back. We're going to try to sneak in a call to Artie this morning as well.
Okay, well, tell my brother. I hope he doesn't freeze.
We will tell him. We're going to try to sneak in a call to him right now. And
he's probably out hunting deer.
He might be. He could well be. So you never can tell, babe.
Getting ready for Christmas.
I hear you, baby. Hunting
bringing
deer.
Those reindeers in.
There you go. That's it.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You kill
it, Robin.
We love you. And just knock it out down there at Miss Outlaw Boutique today. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's what we're hoping for today.
Right on,
thank
everybody.
You.
Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561.
Hey, don't forget our online, too.
Yep.
Free shipping.
Online, free shipping, missoutlawboutique.com,
561-660-6695,
1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sneak in very quickly. Two more calls, if we can. Let's see here if we can go.
You're going to have to hurry them up.
Yeah.
Talk really fast or any one of them so no one can understand you.
It's not so much a hurry, Bub. We can get through whatever we want to get through here.
Yep.
Right? We're going to try to sneak in one here to Artie, and then I'm going to slip one in to Kerry real quick over at Deviate Motorsports, Bub, because he is going to be working with us over at Palm Beach International Raceway, especially on the mud side. Good morning, Bob Snow. The Snowman's with us live out
there. Snowman.
Snowman. How are you, brother? We're appreciative and thankful that you've been such a fun part of our life for so many years over there.
And as you guys see it straight on the live feed, there is a full announcement. Stay tuned from James for next week's Outlaw segment with a surprise guest. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. I'm going to jump on here too and see, Bub, if I can get a hold of Kerry over Deviate Motorsports. I want to talk to him live real quick. And let me see here. I'm going to... if we can jump on the call with him.
We need to know if Kerry's going over to the track today or tomorrow.
Yes, we do. In fact, Kerry should be out there with us tonight as well. Let me see something here. If I can grab him on
the I don't know if anybody sees it, but I'm actually rocking the SEMA 17 Turbonetics shirt. Does anyone see that?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I definitely saw that, man.
Nothing?
I saw it.
Okay.
Damn.
I've never faced a camera, so only you guys saw it.
Yeah.
No one else saw it.
All right. So there goes that. That's not going to work for us, Bob. Hey, Kerry, I'm trying to call you. Grab your phone if it's close to you. I want to talk to you real quick about what's coming up. And I want you to go VIP with us tonight to Palm Beach International Raceway, please, so we could get you out there with us, and you can see some of the new ideas that we're going to be bringing forth with Kerry to Palm Beach International Raceway. Bob, let's talk a little bit about that.
Just a lot of good stuff, man. You know, it's you know, we've always been huge supporters of PBIR. You know, there's been a lot of great things going on over there. Chris has really stepped in and just, I mean, revamped the entire place, man. Literally being referred to as the new PBIR with all of the changes that have been done. You know, everything from the track to just the way that the team works over there to, you know, the way that you're greeted, the way that people, you know, set things up, the displays, the, you know, it's fun. And that's what it's supposed to be. It's like going to the fairgrounds for, you know, the Florida Fair, or going for Fright Night, or going for concerts and venues, or going for gun shows. You know, you want to just go to an establishment where you look forward to it for the entire month, you know, and you finally get to that day or that weekend. And you get up and you're looking forward to going to that event. You know it's going to be fun. You're going to make memories out of it. And that's what's going to, you know, that's the important part. And that's what people look for. You know, they don't look to go over with this 50-50 chance of, you know, I don't know if this is going to be a fun event because the last time I was there, this happened. You know, none of that nonsense. You just want to go over, have a great time, have a fun show, and just make memories out of it.
It's going to be a really, really, really fun time, Bub. What do you see as our future there with Palm Beach International Raceway, Bub?
There's a lot of things in the works, man. All of the stuff we've got going on behind the scenes too. As everybody knows, we were contracted to do 4 more rides for SEMA 18. So we have a lot of things in the work there with a road and rally course car. So we have a couple things that are going to go on behind the scenes there as well. You know, so we've got a lot of great potential things going on. The driving schools, a lot of good stuff going on behind the scenes. Bringing in some serious rides. We brought in some rides before from the Transformers movie. We actually designed and built the Transformers.
Yeah, we sure did. T2
man. 10 years ago. And that car, we actually had it transported in from the West Coast.
Bub?
Yeah, man. That was back in like 2005. Yeah. Yeah. A super long time ago when we did that car.
Where does time go, Bob?
I don't know, man. But, you know, we brought that car in. We were able to get that thing in here from the West Coast and get it shown on display there. Had the concept SSX Camaro out there. We did for GM. So we had a lot of great rides out there. And, you know, that was a super Chevy show. So we had a lot of fun at that one. And we're just looking forward to it, man. You know, lining up with Chris now that he's got everything cleaned up and straight lined over there. We're going to have a lot of fun with all the new events that are coming out and what we're bringing to the table. We've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with Street Outlaws. So everybody's going to have to stay tuned for all those.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties coming out of New York. I really wanted to get Kerry Jones from Deviate. We don't have to worry about that countdown, do we, Bob?
No, we do, because that's when we cut off.
No, it's not, actually.
Okay.
We cut off when I hit the button.
Would you never hit the button anymore?
I don't.
Go over there and get ready to hit the button.
I'd rather be out there with people. By the way, Bob, I wanted to let you know, Bob, that
2 seconds.
Hold on 1 second here. I wanted to read to you. It's kind of funny what Owen Hayden said. The only bulge I want to hear on the show is on a hood. So how about that? It's going to be kind of crazy. Lewin, God bless you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, James Atella, thank you so much. Great show, guys. Good to hear Chris on there from PBIR. Can't wait to see him. What's up here soon with the new No Prep series? It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, tune in next week for the Outlaws engagement with the new surprise guest, sponsored by – and by the way, Bub, the new segment is sponsored by the Outlaw Street Outlaw segment is sponsored officially by, as of today, the Truck Repairs Plus Incorporated of Tampa, Florida.
Yep.
So stay tuned for news, BEM news and updates. Kenny Ledsome, hello. Good morning, Mrs. Ledsome. I'm just going through it. What's up, boys? Good morning, Snowman out there. And Kenny Ledsome, we love you too. Thank you for being such a strong supporter and believer in us, Kenny, throughout all the years.
For sure.
Even when other sponsors were rather questionable.
Right.
Right on, Bub?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this post-Thanksgiving holiday edition of Doing It Bubba Style. We've enjoyed bringing it to you. A lot of action in here today. A lot of good things going on today. Stay tuned for the Street Outlaws return with James Tello. Yes, let's see. Next Saturday, right, Bub?
Next Saturday.
And it is, as we know, that is now.
And I want to say the Sunday after that is the Cars and Coffee, just the following Sunday.
And I think he's going to be down here with us. James will be down here with a couple of the guys as well. And that the new segment is sponsored by Truck Repair Plus Incorporated of Tampa, Florida, Bub.
Yep.
Good guys over there, man.
Yep.
Bub, until Monday when we go live with our daily live stream, number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream at 11 to 11:30. What do you want to do, Bub?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes or feed them if they're hungry. The Northeast is cold, as are other spots of the world. They just need a warm meal, man. Sometimes, let's not forget about our vets and our animals, ladies and gentlemen. Mega, mega, mega important to us. Join us on Monday at 11 o'clock. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Palm Beach International Raceway for the best racetrack in the world. Road course, drag course, mud pit, the whole nine yards. It's all there. Chris is revamping the face of the entire race facility there, and he's listening to everything people are saying, Bub. We will be out there doing a guest appearance with two of the Marlins coaches. Look for us out there this afternoon. Be a lot of fun. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event, December 3rd, will be in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, until Monday, or we'll see you tonight at Palm Beach International Raceway for sure. Let's keep on doing it, Bub.
Bubba style.
Let's do it Bubba style. There we go, buddy. We'll see everybody next week.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.